USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
French President Emmanuel Macron was re-elected according to projections based on early ballot counts, overcoming deep divisions among voters worried about inflation and the impact of immigration on France's national identity. Macron gathering just over 58% of the estimated vote. Congressman Henry Cuellar is urging President Biden to extend a public health rule that currently authorizes deportations of illegal immigrants flocking to the southern border.
This message of lifting Title 42 is going to go straight to the criminal organizations.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, the Texas Democrats saying the administration is listening to immigration activists, but not the people who would be on the front lines of a migrant surge. Title 42 set to end May 23rd. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
Amazon workers are continuing to give the thumbs up to unionizing.
Following an unprecedented victory, labor organizers hope to unionize another Amazon facility in New York, this time a sorting facility in Staten Island known as LDJ5. The Amazon Labor Union won a labor vote across the street at a warehouse known as JFK 8. Voting will begin on Monday. The online retail giant has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in fighting unionization efforts. It has filed objections to the voting results from earlier this month, accusing the National Labor Relations Board of involving itself in the vote and the union of engaging in illegal activity. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Biden administration will push for new COVID-19 funding as Congress returns from recess this week. The push comes after the Senate didn't take up a $10 billion funding package before the Easter break. The White House saying the money is needed to continue the federal response to the pandemic. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to be a dangerous one for everyone involved.
A Texas National Guard soldier is presumed dead after attempting to rescue two illegal immigrants in distress from the Rio Grande River along the border of Mexico. A Texas Army National Guard soldier assigned to Operation Lone Star has gone missing after trying to save illegal immigrants from drowning on Friday in Eagle Pass, Texas. As of Sunday morning, a woman's body has been discovered. The soldier has not. Body armor and a radio were found near the point where he entered the water. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
With the 2022 tax season coming to an end last Monday, taxpayers can expect more delays in getting their refunds as the IRS deals with a massive backlog of filings, staff shortages, funding, and a computer system that's 25 years old. IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig promised lawmakers that the backlog will be processed by the end of the year, but Democratic Congresswoman from California, Katie Porter, says that's unacceptable.
Many taxpayers waited 10 months or more for their refunds. Families need their tax refunds to pay their rent. Small business owners need their refunds to keep their doors open. It is their money, and the government should promptly return it to them.
Take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you get your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.